Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Found out that they've found a 55-meter tunnel into the Sheba Hospital. That's according to Israel, as they continue to root out Hamas in Gaza. And I'm not surprised, and of course, definitely underneath the hospital there, we all know, and we've seen, of course, the evidence that the Hamas has been using places like that hospital, not just for their, you know, planning their operations and so forth, but they store material and so forth. And this is going to continue to come out. And sometimes, you know, there's a lot of criticism there, but sometimes that criticism has to go on. But then the truth will come out eventually. Some will not believe it, by the way. When the truth comes out, some will simply not believe it because they would rather believe something else that could fit their own narrative or fit the narrative that they want. But I think no matter what, we know that the truth is going to come out and is and has been coming out from Gaza now for a while. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Monday edition, of course. Welcome. 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. Welcome from wherever you're listening and however you're picking this up this morning. We're glad to be with you. We're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us this morning. And, of course, so without further ado, let's head on over and bring back in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Morning.
Well, you know, I just mentioned about this tunnel, and, of course, that's not surprising. But, you know, we got a great question from a listener, and we decided that we'd ask Denise to see what she could find out about this. This is from Jura, listening on 860 The Answer there in Tampa. And, Denise, she was asking about the pro-Israel march. Who funded that? Because we know that others, there have been some pretty interesting folks who've been funding the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, quote-unquote, marches, but who was mainly behind the pro-Israel march that was very successful, by the way?
The largest funder was the Jewish Federation of North America, and coupled with that are the presidents of several Jewish organizations. So it was not just one entity, it was several, but the largest one, coordinator and a sponsor, was the Jewish Federation of North America.
Very interesting indeed.
Now, having said that, let's go back to this this tunnel thing that you were just talking about under the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I do not subscribe to the New York Times because I'm not going to give them a dime of my money. However, sometimes they post articles that are not behind a paywall. And so yesterday afternoon, here comes something in my text messages from the New York Times, and it says, a headline, Israel says video shows Hamas tunnel under besieged hospital. So I decided to click on it to see if it was behind a paywall, and it wasn't. And the bullet points, videos, plural, released by the Israeli military show a tunnel under the Al-Shifa hospital and what it describes as hostages taken on October the 7th. The footage is meant to bolster Israel's contention that Hamas used the hospital and its grounds. So automatically they're saying that this was a contention, and they're bolstering the contention. Okay? And this is New York Times.
Right.
And then it goes on. It says, it shows the release of a 55-meter section of the fortified tunnel running 10 meters beneath to bolster its allegations that Hamas used the largest medical center in the Palestinian enclave as a base for its operations. The military released two videos, one of which appeared to have been filmed by a drone and shows parts of a metal spiral staircase. A longer video appears to have been recorded by a robot, blah, 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 blah. So they're automatically setting you up that don't believe this, correct?
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, Israel says, but, you know, we just don't believe it.
Interestingly enough, you keep going in the article. If you keep going, they say that they can validate. Now, see, people don't read the whole thing, right? But you have to go way down into the article, and they validate the fact that it does exist.
Interesting.
You know, you just want to smack these people. Now, if this was done by, let's see if we got any reporters, they put any of their names in. Let me see if I can go all the way to the end here. Influx of displaced person, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they're not putting any names on this.
Well, sure, yeah, but maybe they don't want to. You said Israel was right.
Reporting is absolutely disgusting. I read something the other day, kind of skimming through another New York Times thing, and they were trying to talk about, you know, what Israel is doing in Gaza, blah, blah, blah. And they're making it sound like it was just all these war crimes all over the place. Yet the two reporters weren't even in Gaza or in Israel. They were in Cairo.
Well, that's the narrative. I mean, there is a narrative that has to be displayed, right? A narrative that has to be, distributed, basically.
I want to smack these people.
Well, I tell you what, hold on there real quick, Denise. We're going to start heading to our first break of the hour. But, folks, we're going to come right back with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we appreciate her finding out about the pro-Israel march. And, yeah, I got to tell you, that was a very successful march, a huge contrast in terms of what others are marching against Israel for. But go figure, we live in modern times, I guess. Folks, 949-822-7959, that's the number. We'll see you on the other side.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back in here on the program, folks, Monday edition. And boy, that sounds good, doesn't it? I really do think so. Once again, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning on the broadcast. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, something that we'll see here during the broadcast, if you have a question for me or a comment or a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon, of course, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, we've got a caller holding on here for a moment, but and caller, if you'd hold on just for another moment or so, one of the question that we had from Jura in Tampa, listening to 860, she had asked about the march, but she also had a kind of a comment about the Gaza tunnels. This idea that, you know, there's construction going on, you know, wouldn't this have been obvious that something was happening? In other words, do the Israelis, I mean, they know they're building tunnels, but do they have any, you know, direct evidence as to where those tunnels were being built? In other words, wouldn't it create noise or have some other indicator that that was happening?
Well, yes. And not only that, but the most recent one that Israel revealed by video shows you these things had to take years. I mean, just years to do. And I remember several years ago where Israel was banning all cement being shipped into Gaza. So, you know, they certainly knew that these tunnels existed. But it appears that virtually everybody that worked at that hospital knew what was going on, and others that necessarily didn't say that there are parts of the hospital that were forbidden by for any access by hospital personnel. But the other thing is that the United Nations, they knew, they know, and I would argue the International Red Cross.
Indeed.
So, yeah. Nobody's exempt from the blame on this one. Nobody.
Well, no, exactly right. And the idea, of course, that you have people who, you know, supposedly are not involved in the political aspect or the, you know, the militant aspect that is Hamas, that somehow that, I mean, why wouldn't, and you've sort of voiced this concern before, why wouldn't they have called somebody in Israel and said, hey, they're building these tunnels, they've got all these AK-47s and so forth here in the hospital, we thought you should know.
Well, and, you know, I would argue that maybe some of them in fact did.
Okay.
But Israel is under such pressure all the time, pre-October 7th, and certainly, especially post-October 7th, to give all deference to the Palestinians, which means that you have to give, you know, wave the white flag when it comes to Hamas. I mean, it's really kind of remarkable the pressure in the management that the West, especially the United States, has on Israel, what you can and can't do. And I think Israel, post-October 7th, has pretty much said to the United States, you better give us what we need or donate what we need. And while we're at it, stay the hell out of our business. But
right.
that still isn't happening because the United States is still in the business of telling Israel what they can and can't do.
Well, sure. Yeah, run it from the White House. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like extortion.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to line one. We got Backgammon Bob this morning. Backgammon Bob, you're on with Denise Simon. Good morning.
Well, how are you doing?
All right.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that since the on Iran is basically we need to declare war on Iran. As they are the spearhead of the Muslim war on Christianity and the West, and they've even said that the West has got to be destroyed.
Limited.
The Western way of life has got to be destroyed. That is, and it's just I think we just have to go after them. That's as simple as that. They're attacking our stuff, and the other thing is they're coming across our borders and stuff, probably planting agents and stuff here, and it's just time to go. That's all there is to it. All right. Thanks a lot.
Hey,
bye.
Thanks, Backgammon Bob. Well, what do you think, Denise?
What about
containment versus direct war?
Yeah, we're not going to. We're just getting ready to give them another $10 billion that's being held in Iraqi banks. money that Iraq owed, of all things, around for electricity. But this, we've got a government that's not going to do it. And even under the Trump administration, they certainly didn't do enough. You know, it was the scandal of the century that Trump pulled the United States out of the nuclear deal. And, of course, you know, here comes Biden, puts us right back in. And, you know, we gave them $6 billion, and now we're giving them $10 billion. And then we've lifted sanctions, and we know that,
One more thing.
Mm-hmm.
If we won't do it, then the Europeans ought to do it.
Well, they're not going to do it either. They're weaker than we are. I mean,
it's
not going to happen. I mean, and I don't disagree with you. The last time that anybody took any significant action in order to contain Iran, crazy as this may sound, is George W. Bush because of Stuxnet. Remember that? That went in there to destroy their nuclear processing and laboratories and whatnot for about a period of 7 or 8 years. It went after the Siemens.
Well, maybe when their agents start attacking stuff over here and a bunch of more 9/11 style stuff happens, then maybe we'll wake up.
Yeah, well, maybe. It's a big maybe.
Well, this is what I was talking about earlier with these attitude changes you know, almost with that even happening, Beck M and Bob, I would hope people would react and say, yeah, we got to do something about this. But there would be those who might say, well, you know, Iran's got a real good reason for being mad at us. You know, it's like, you know, it was unbearable to live in Gaza, according to Barack Obama. And a lot of people latched on to that.
Well,
that was the two-state solution. Netanyahu was on Mark Levin's show last night, although I did not get to see but a snippet or two. And he said, here was your two-state solution. We gave Gaza to the Palestinians. Look what happened.
Right.
And the other thing is that you have to understand the Arab world or the Islamic world in the Middle East. And I would say, you know, Hamas is part of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood is based out of Egypt. Egypt's got a pretty robust military. And then, of course, you've got Erdogan over there in Turkey, who is about as pro-Palestinian as you can get, yet he's not taking any of them. And he's a NATO country. I'll say it again, all risk adverse is the risk. And, you know, it's gotten to the point where it's manifested itself so badly. You know, we're afraid of nuclear war with Russia. Well, let me tell you something. You start putting these Arab nations together and have them go against the West, and Europe will collapse because it won't have any oil.
Indeed. Indeed, yeah. In other words, these things that you can sort of paint are incredibly significant, but yet there doesn't seem to be anything in the offing, is there, Denise, to try to really plan for something like that?
Well, if you think we're afraid of nuclear war with Russia, you can imagine how afraid they're of nuclear war with us. Nuclear war ain't going to happen.
No, I don't think it will either. Nobody's going to push that button, but it always kind of sits there, doesn't it? It always just kind of is a threat.
People forget that France and England have fairly reasonable amount of nuclear stuff too. Talking about Trident submarines, stuff like that.
Well,
no country can withstand several hundred nuclear warheads on their stuff.
But yeah, we also have dominion over their use. A lot of people don't know that.
Right. Well, we're going to start heading up to the break. So, Beck M and Bob, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon. All right, take care. Beck M and Bob, everybody. And, that's a pretty interesting thing that you just mentioned, Denise. And when we come back from the break here at the bottom of the hour, perhaps you can expand on that just a little bit, because that is pretty significant, I think, to people. So hold on. Here we go, folks. We're heading out to the break. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you have a question for Denise Simon, foundersbill.com. And we are coming right back right after this, so don't go anywhere.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. The people of Argentina have said no to socialism. The South American country elected conservative libertarian Javier Milei as its new president yesterday. Faced with an economy nearly destroyed by triple-digit inflation, a looming recession, and growing poverty, He won 56% of the vote versus 44% for his rival. Milei promised swift measures to pull the economy out of its deep crisis, saying he's ready to welcome all those willing to join his efforts to restore the country's prosperity. Milei will be president of Argentina December 10th. The Thanksgiving travel rush is officially underway. AAA guesstimates about 55.5 million people will hit the road and travel at least 50 miles for the holiday. In the Sunday Night Football late game last night, the Denver Broncos came back to beat the Minnesota Vikings. Final score was 21-20. Lance Pry, USA News.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the Monday morning edition here of the program. We are live. We are here. And we're glad that you're there. That's really what we're thinking about. We're having a lot of fun, of course, here on the program. And we have you to thank for that. And we're glad that you're spending some time with us here on the program this morning. And once again, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to call in and opine. And we're back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
And once again, folks, I want to let you know, don't forget to head over to FoundersCode.com. And Denise has some great articles that you can check out as well. And I do want to ask Denise about this, what she was talking about right before. But real quick, Denise, I wanted to get your thoughts on the passing of Rosalynn Carter. She was certainly... certainly a great lady, and I thought she was a wonderful first lady. Of course, this was back in the mid to late 1970s. But she and President Jimmy Carter, I think, had probably the best ex-presidency of any American president, it would seem. And she was really transformative, I think.
Both of them were much better in civilian life than they were than he was as president. He was marked as one of the worst presidents that we ever had. Until Biden came along. But yes, in their civilian life, they were very active and very gracious and very kind to community work.
Yes.
Habitat for Humanity, certainly being one of them. He was you know, he was supposed to have died before she, because he's been in hospice.
Right.
She only went into hospice the day before she died with him, so at home. So he's hanging on. And he has been used, actually, a couple of times for some diplomatic missions. Not here recently, but under the Obama administration, I think, was the last time they called on him to do some diplomatic work.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I do think, though, that even with all these years now, these decades that have gone by since Jimmy Carter was in office and Rosalynn Carter was the first lady, I think people look back on them with a lot of fondness. I don't think it's rancorous. But, yes, there were different economic and political things going on at that time. But as you said, really key, and that is until Joe Biden came along, because I would never think anybody would have said Joe Biden, Jimmy Carter, could have been in league with anybody outside the country. He would have gotten payoffs or all that kind of stuff. Jimmy Carter is a very good, upstanding man, in my opinion.
I'll tell you an interesting story. If we've got time here, real fast. Many years ago, when I was in international telecommunications business, I had to do a very large training class with about 10,000 people. And I was doing this in cadence with AT&T. So AT&T sent this fella to come in, and we did this huge training thing together. This was during divestiture, by the way, for those of us that maybe remember divestiture. But anyway, I had to take him to the airport one night to go home back to New Jersey. And I said to him, you know, you're not the typical AT&T guy that I work with. So what is your history? He said, well, I used to be with the FBI. And I said, Oh, well, it's kind of interesting that you'd leave the FBI and go to work for AT&T. And he said, well, let me tell you a story. He said, during the Carter administration, I've never forgotten this, during the Carter administration, he was so angry at military, and especially the Navy, that he had actually pulled off all of our naval ships' ordnance of consequence. They kept ordnance, but any of consequence, maybe like off the Tridents and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, the reason he got involved is because a lot of active and retired military flag officers were planning to kidnap the president.
Oh, my gosh. Reason.
Yes. They were planning to kidnap President Carter and literally take him out into, you know, the woods someplace and some, you know, and just leave him until he decided that he was going to reverse his decisions on how our military was going to be always in the state of readiness, especially on the Navy side.
That's an incredible story. Yeah, that's definitely, that's really wild.
Isn't it? And his name was Frank Church. I'll never forget him. And I was just so stunned at that. I remember going home and thinking that we were going to have the military actually kidnap the sitting president. And I was young, much younger back then. I was hardly involved in politics like I am today. Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like an insurrection to me.
I gotta tell you.
Yeah, it definitely fits the bill. That's an incredible story, Denise. No doubt about it. And, well, that's one of the reasons you have a Secret Service as well. Make sure the president is, and as he should be, or she should be, all the time needs to be safe to be able to conduct
the business.
But
let's go back to the nuclear weapons thing.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yes, we have something in the nuclear arms control agreements with countries that have their own, and some of them that have their own, we also have ours there too. And we have nuclear weapons in Belgium, Germany, Italy, Turkey, and the Netherlands. And France has their own. Israel obviously has theirs. Now, nobody's going to tell you how many are where. and how many have been upgraded, because we've been trying to go through upgrades. But, you know, there's also in the, we're in this mission to reduce our inventory of volume of nuclear weapons under Joe Biden, rather than try to go through some upgrades. But through the nuclear arms agreement, we have essentially dominion over authority. So these leaders and counterparts in the military would all get into a confab on who's in the state of readiness and why, and, you know, under what conditions they would ever be launched.
Indeed. Well, you know, and hopefully that's a far, far away kind of a problem.
Sure it is.
You know,
sure it is.
But generally speaking, what you're saying basically is that, you know, the United States has to sign off on any kind of release of that kind of weapons like that.
Yeah, and we go through many, 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 many steps here in the United States before we would ever do it.
Well, you know, go ahead.
There was a lot of chatter that, you know, President Trump is so, you know, wacko that he's got the nuclear codes. It doesn't work that way.
No, there has to be a lot of people that have to, like, concur, you know, and that's why that chain of command is there. But you know, generally speaking, I mean, the president, let's say we were, God forbid, you're attacked and there's some kind of first strike. Well, the president can order reprisals and things like that. But that's assuming then that there is that wave to say, yes, well, we've been attacked and so on. But you can't just walk in the Oval Office one day and say, can you nuke, you know, such and
yeah,
such
no,
a country today?
It doesn't work
that way. But definitely though, you know, if you have nuclear terrorism, let's say that here you have Iran and they somehow deliver a nuclear bomb to Tel Aviv. And again, you know, hope, God forbid, just talking hypothetically, there's going to be some kind of response. Is that response automatically a nuclear response, or what do you think?
No, it's not. And let's not forget, there is some very sophisticated defense systems. And there are people that are assigned to do nothing but watch all of that. Short of a nuclear weapon, there's also something called a dirty bomb. And that's
right.
A bomb that contains conventional explosives with radioactive materials that could be solid, liquid, or gas. So, there's a lot of steps way before you ever get to a nuclear weapon itself.
Exactly. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, thanks again for being with us this morning on this bright and early Monday morning. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Good morning. Thank you.
Take care. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. And, folks, we're going to come right back with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, none other than. So be sure to stay with us. Hold on right there. And, caller, if you would like to hold on to Chris Markowski, we sure appreciate that if you have a question. But stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back after this.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I said, take it easy, baby, I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, if I can do it, baby, keep on working, for the thing no time to quit. She said, go on, baby, keep on decking, I'm about to have myself a good.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are coming back here to talk with our good friend Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And, of course, you can hear Chris at 5 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays and 5 p.m. on Sundays right here on AM 860 The Answer. And so, once again, it's our great pleasure to welcome back Chris Markowski to the program. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning and happy Monday. And I hope that you have a great week ahead of you and hopefully some great Thanksgiving plans.
Oh, yeah, I always love Thanksgiving week. Who doesn't? You see, it's about a three-day work week. I've actually talked about this in terms of financial planning, especially for senior citizens and people who retired. I always suggest, you know, you never really want to fully retire. I say you always want to make it like Thanksgiving week and find, you know, find something to do, whether it's volunteer work or working. Almost like Thanksgiving week, at least 3 days a week. So it's Thanksgiving week. It's always a great week. And, you know, to have that little three-day work week for, you know, senior citizens. I talk about it in terms of putting extra money in their pocket. It's also for your mental health as well.
Well, indeed. Absolutely. And peace of mind and feeling like, okay, I've got a plan. I've got a plan, you know. Well, you know, last we talked, of course, we were heading into the weekend. And there are some good indicators, I think, right, in the economy overall. If you have the Fed maybe looking to start to lower some of the interest rates, but you've got Gary Schilling, who's now being quoted by Markets Insider saying that the stocks could go down by 30% because I guess a recession is imminent, at least in his estimation, and the commercial real estate bubble is also about to burst. I mean, it seems like we just get on a roller coaster of it's going to be okay. No, wait a second. Something else is going to happen. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the markets really haven't done much to take a look at it over the past couple of years. You know, there's always going to be, you know, somebody out there that is, you know, you got to read what they're saying. They always say it is possible for this to happen. Well, anything is possible. You know, it's a market, you know, so. You know, going into a recession, which, you know, in my opinion, I think we're already in, doesn't necessarily mean the markets are going to go down. Actually, you know, the stocks tend to bounce back once you hit a recession because people are hoping you're going to get out on the other side. So, I mean, you can always find some, you know, quote unquote guru that's going to tell you that the sky is going to fall and the world's going to end, or they're out there all the time.
Yeah, it does seem like that. And, now, of course, there are people who are in the stock market and they're in their long term, or they have their 401k obviously is tied to that, or they have other investments. You know, how hyper should people get about this kind of fluctuating market predictions? Should they just kind of sit tight overall? I mean, you know, especially if they're going to retire years and years from now.
You're trying to time. You know, what the markets are going to do over the short term, you're going to lose. No one's capable of doing that. You know, there's always people out there that are going to, you know, claim that they know what's going to happen next. And, you know, again, I've been doing this for 3 decades and I've never seen it. And you take a look at the ones that are truly successful over time and the ones that, you know, understand that you're building a portfolio of quality companies. You rotate assets when things become overvalued. You trim here and you cut there as things are going up, and you do that, you're going to do just fine.
Well, indeed, yeah, because it's a long term strategy. Well, CNBC is reporting that some of these early Black Friday discounts that we're already seeing, they're saying that they're higher. They were higher basically in October compared to times of, you know, prior years, and they're saying that that's signaling to retailers that. The holiday demand is, you know, could be less than they, you know, would normally expect. What do you think?
That's already baked into the cake. I mean, none of this is new. You know, CEOs have been warning about a slower holiday season. It's, you know, baked into the earnings predictions moving forward. So this is no surprise out there at all. And yeah, they find some other deals out there looking to, you know, to generate, you know, some sort of, you know, more traffic in the stores. Again, you're constantly getting that movement toward online shopping, which is, you know, that's always been an issue. But, yeah, this season, you know, you haven't seen the type of hires you've seen to retail stores. So they were kind of expecting this type of slowdown.
Well, yeah, I can imagine. But, of course, with credit card debt literally at record levels, you know, people looking at, again, their everyday expenses, you know, I just don't know anybody in my sphere who's looking to have some kind of major purchases for holiday or Christmas presents, things like that. I think people are kind of in a holding pattern to some degree.
Well, there is some hope. The CEO of Walmart came out and said we should start seeing grocery prices actually come down, which will be a relief. For everyone, because that's a big issue. And, you know, to start seeing some deflation in everyday items, that would, you know, most certainly help consumers out. Even the, they were talking about even regards to Thanksgiving, cost of a Thanksgiving dinner this year is, less, than it was last year. The lower energy prices have also, you know, helped as well. You know, you keep some of these other, Middle Eastern, parties out of the current conflict, you know, that you know, Iran stays out of it and whatnot, it'll be beneficial as well with the lower oil prices. But then again, you never know, you know, there's talks of Saudi Arabia actually cutting production again.
Indeed. All right, we got Backgammon and Bob on the line. Once again, Backgammon and Bob, do you have a quick question for Chris? We have about a minute and a half there.
Okay. I just wanted to know how close the dollar is to collapse, being as our credit has been downgraded recently, and we are $30 plus trillion in debt, and pretty soon the interest is going to consume the tax input. All right, that's okay.
Good question, Backgammon Bob. So, what do you think, Chris? What do you think about the collapse of the dollar imminent?
No, not at all. It's, you know, a lot of the gold bugs, you know, been talking about that for decades, and it's going to be replaced with what? What currency? As bad as the situation that we're in and how difficult it is for us as taxpayers, the fact that we're spending over $1 trillion a year wasting it on interest payments, what's the alternative at this point in time? You know, do we pick another currency? Does anybody actually think that China's doing better than we are or the European Union? The demise of dollar's going to collapse, you know, garbage has been pushed by, you know, idiot conservative pundits on their, so they can get, sell gold on their shows. And you know, I'm tired of it. They've ripped people off for years with their nonsense, with their gold coins and their trinkets and their other garbage. And I talk about this all the time. So no, don't expect the dollar to collapse.
Well, that's first of all, I think people are glad to hear that, and I think you're right. You know, there is no real alternative to this. We always hear about, you know, like the Saudi Arabia and so forth saying, well, we're just going to start taking a different currency. Do you think that there's any real chance of that kind of thing happening?
They've always, people will talk and say certain things for whatever reason, but you know, you can't rely on, you talk about the Chinese currency. It's not even free floating. It's not even serious. The government sets its own, you know, exchange rates, and you know, nobody's going to want to deal with anything like that. If you're going to have some arbitrary, government committee deciding what something is going to be worth. It was funny. I was getting a kick out of it. You know, they were like, oh yeah, we're going to get together with all these other, developed nations and come up with the currency. That's not going to happen. I mean, oh yeah, they're going to get together with Russia. Okay, fine. Russia's economy is not that big. I mean, Italy's economy is much bigger than Russia's, for crying out loud. And you're gonna put these countries together, and they're gonna put their own, formulate their own currency. It's not gonna happen.
Well, hopefully not. And I think you're absolutely on track with that, because there's a lot of hysteria, unfortunately, that can be brought into the marketplace and to our society. And we can't be making decisions or long term policy on things that seem to be fairly far-fetched. But you're right. It's like you've got these notions out there, and they sound scary, but it's good to know that more than likely they're not really in the offing.
Here's some good advice. Yeah, there's two different things that investment con artists use to sell people to rip you off. The bait that they use, fear and greed, okay?
Yeah.
Fear or greed, if they're trying to sell you something that you probably shouldn't do.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, thanks so much. The time has flown by. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning, sir. Take care.
You got it.
Take care. Have a good one. All right, folks, we're coming right back. Caller, you hold on if you have a question for Frank Salvato, because we're going to be talking to Frank Salvato right after the top of the hour news. Stay right there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.